Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, what's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Seven minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durk, a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a
better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round that afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she can fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rough. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. Side stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking. My back's against the wall. I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just knowing so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, a little bit later than we may have anticipated, but we are planning on, expecting to, and hoping for baseball in Frisco today. It's Bark in the Park Day. It's Thirsty Thursday, and it's game three of a six-game series between the visiting Arkansas Travelers and the host Frisco Rough Riders. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. So glad that you're with us here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network as we get set for game three of this series with both teams winning one game apiece. It was a 5-2 victory for Arkansas on day one. Frisco came back to hit a lot of baseballs yesterday, three home runs in the ballgame, big third inning, and Frisco tied up the series at one win apiece with a 9-5 victory last night. One team will take a lead in this series tonight if we do get baseball in, which we expect to. There was some rain. We tarped the field just a bit ago. It is sprinkling just a bit right now, but we're anticipating we should have some good conditions. We'll update you as we go. But as we stand, 7:05 is the expected first pitch, pushed back from the 6:35 anticipated beginning, but we're slated to start at 7:05, which after all, just getting ready for tomorrow, which we'll start at 7:05 is the planned first pitch for tomorrow anyway, so might as well get used to that start time. Thursday baseball here in Frisco should be a good pitching matchup as well. Emerson Hancock on the mound for Arkansas. He's the number four prospect in the Seattle Mariners organization. The 23-year-old out of the University of Georgia, who was a draftee in 2020, the sixth overall pick in the draft 3 years ago. His counterpart for the Frisco Rough Riders, Nick Krauth, coming off a really good start down in San Antonio. Five innings, did not allow a run. It is the best start of any Frisco Rough Rider pitcher so far in this season. Nick Krauth takes the mound, the Concord, California native, New Mexico Lobo, and Yukon Husky will be on the mound today for the Frisco Rough Riders. Well, in our player profile here in the pregame show, chatted with Trevor Hover yesterday, the first baseman, third baseman, second baseman, outfielder, whatever you want him to be, chatted about his defensive repertoire, then a little bit of his memories in college, connections he has, the guys he knows around the Texas League, all that. So the second part of this interview coming up with Frisco Rough Riders utility man, Trevor Hover. So we'll hear the second part of that interview when we come back here in the pregame show. As we, again, set for first pitch at 7:05 between Frisco and Arkansas. The Rough Riders at 6-5. Arkansas is 8-3. We continue on the pregame show after this with Trevor Hover coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, it is Bark in the Park Day. Brooks, the team dog, chief morale officer, running out for the first fetch and did a great job, even if he didn't go right home with it. Hey, let's listen to this interview with Trevor Hover, the Frisco Rough Riders utility man, talking about some of his connections, memories at Arizona State. He was a Sun Devil alongside current MLB player Spencer Torkelson, and some other follow-ups with Trevor Hover. Here's the rest of that interview, part two with Trevor Hover.
And Trevor Hover joining us here. Now, being in the Texas League, AA level, there's a lot of connections, a lot of people who move organizations, yourself being one example. Are there many guys that you know in this league that you'll face the rest of this year, whether you played with them in the Yankees organization or Pac-12 guys since you were an ASU Sun Devil? What sort of connections do you have here in the Texas League?
It's actually funny. There's quite a bit of guys. There's a couple guys that I know. There's one guy from my agency that actually grew up from in Arizona. He's with this team. And then another one, Gilliam, Isaiah, he had a home run last night against us. I had something to say to him. But he was with the Yankees for a little bit when I was with them in spring training, played together for a little bit. But, yeah, there's definitely all, guys all around the Texas League that I've played with or against throughout the years. A couple guys with the Fall League I played with. And it's just super fun to just play against them and play with them just because I don't know, just fun to compete against them.
Yeah.
And just to see them and say hello and how's it going, just see how their season's going. And so it's just fun to chirp with them.
That's good. Do you care to share what you said to Gilliam, or should that stay off the air? That's fine.
I need that to stay off the air.
That's okay. That's okay. I mentioned, you know, your ASU days, and you got to play with a lot of good players there. Spencer Torkelson was in the same lineup. You oftentimes batted right behind him.
Yeah.
Tell me about that relationship, learning with him, getting to play with him, and what you saw post-ASU with him in the big leagues now.
Yeah, Spencer, he was obviously fun to watch in college and hit behind him. He just, the way he went about his business every day on and off the field was just professional. And the way he hits is just so simple and just powerful. You know what I'm saying? So it's just fun to watch. And the way, what he's doing in the big leagues now is just, it's fun. And he just kind of talks to me about this throughout the levels you go up. It seems like it almost gets easier. The pitching is obviously nastier, but it's almost easier when you get up there because they're around the zone so much. But he just, he's a really good dude, and we still talk to this day, and he likes to connect with all of his guys that we play with at ASU, and
good.
So he's a really good guy.
Last thing or two for you here, Trevor. One thing that was true for you at ASU and on to the minor leagues is being patient at the plate and drawing a lot of walks. You're close to 200 now in your minor league career. It's impressive. Is drawing a walk as fun to you as a single? Do you have to find the joy in seeing ball four and say, hey, that doesn't improve my batting average, I didn't get the barrel on the ball, yeah, but that's okay? Did you have to learn that, or what was that like for you?
No, I think that's something that's been a part of my game for my whole life. I feel like I've had a really good eye. I've been patient, just looking for my pitch to hit, and if I'm not getting it, if it's not in the zone, I'm not gonna probably swing at it. So I just I don't know. I like to get on base, help the guys out, because you never know. Like, happens all the time where I get on first base and then someone hits a two-run homer if there's two outs in the inning.
Yeah.
I think it just helps my game and the team a lot. So.
One thing I noticed from Evan Carter is his plate discipline. Sometimes for specific guys, it's like part of the zone. Like, he reads outside pitches. He has 0-2. He takes two or three pitches that are just off the outside.
Yep.
For you, is there a specific part of the zone where you feel, I can read that pitch inside corner, I know if that's nicking the black or if it's not? Is there any hot zones? Do you feel like you kind of control the whole zone? How do you feel?
I think controlling the whole zone is a big part. It's funny, me and Evan talk about it all the time, about how much he's been walking lately.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I just learned from you. And I'm like, all right. So we have fun with that. But I just, it's fun to have a lot of guys that I've gotten better with their play discipline over the years that I've played with them. And it's just helping our team out,
right,
just helping score runs and extended innings,
yeah,
helping get those pitchers out on the other,
yeah,
side.
Exactly. Yep. Add more pitches. Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate your time, Trevor. We'll have starting lineups after the break. Trevor Hopper joining us. Appreciate your time, Trevor.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan. Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Just a couple minutes away from first pitch here between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Frisco at 6-5, Arkansas 8-3. Let's get to the starting lineups. First for the visiting Travelers, as penned in by their first-year manager, Mike Freeman. Leading off for the Travs and DHing today is Leo Rivas, who leads the team with 11 walks. Batting second, the first baseman, Robbie Tanerowitz, leads the league in RBIs. Batting third, the right fielder, Robert Perez Jr.,
hitting cleanup. And the left fielder, Isaiah Gilliam, flanking him and catching today is Matt Scheffler, hitting sixth and playing shortstop, Connor Hoover. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Logan Warmoth, hitting in the eight hole and playing second base is Riley Unroe. Tanner Kerwer bats ninth and plays center field. It is Emerson Hancock on the mound today for Arkansas. Nick Krauth, his counterpart on the hill for Frisco. Starting lineup for Carlos Cardoza's crew. It begins with Evan Carter playing center field at two base hits yesterday. Luis Angel Acuna bats second and plays short. Dustin Harris bats third and DHs. Batting fourth is Dio Arias, the second baseman. Hitting fifth is Callum Strom, the right fielder. Batting sixth, Thomas Sejasi playing the hot corner. Batting seventh with a home run yesterday, Chris Cease. He plays left field for the second time. Hitting eighth and the first baseman today making his Frisco debut. Just added to the roster, activated with the Rough Riders, Nick Tanalu. Batting ninth and catching today is David Garcia, who had a great game a couple days ago with three hits in the series opener. There's the starting lineup for both of these teams, Arkansas and Frisco, coming up game three on the other side of this break. First pitch coming up with Zach Bigley on the call on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos, Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field, all in the same night. Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com.
Is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
There's the payoff, swung on and whipped.
He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
After a 9-5 win last night, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action against the Arkansas Travelers on this Thursday evening in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field alongside my partner, Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along wherever you're listening on this Thursday evening. Nick Krauth ready to go for the Rough Riders against Leo Rivas, and so are we from Riders Field. From the stretch and the first pitch of the ball game, it's a breaking ball outside. We're underway. One ball and no strikes. 7:06 with the game's first pitch today. We were originally scheduled for a 6:35, but rain delayed us, and now we're good to go. The 1-0. There's a high, towering fly ball into left center field. Evan Carter gives ground into the alley. He's under it, and he puts it away. Two pitches in, one out. And Robbie Tenerowitz steps in for Arkansas in the first inning. First pitch temperature, 71 degrees. Cloudy. No rain currently, but we had rain earlier. And wind at 10 miles an hour, blowing very softly in from right center field. Here's the look-in. Krauth dealing with Tenerowitz, right on right. And from the stretch, the pitch. Pass ball down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1. Nick Krauth, a 3 ERA this year. He's making his second start for the Rough Riders. It's his third overall appearance, the 0-1. Dips low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And right now, facing Robbie Tenerowitz, who leads the Texas League in average, on base, slugging, and OPS. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And he fires. Line drive the opposite way and into right field for a base hit. Strom gobbles it up and gets it back in. It's a base hit for Robbie Tenerowitz with one out in the first inning, and he continues to hit this season. He's now 5-for-7 in the series. On a fastball elevated and just served it into right center. A native of Concord, California, working from the stretch with a runner aboard, as he does in all moments, doesn't have a windup to work from. And the first pitch on the way is line foul by Robert Perez Jr., and it's 0-1. Just underway, top of the first inning, no score. Trevor Matthews has balls and strikes behind home plate. Alex Nash is our first base umpire, and Sean Sparling down the third baseline, currently positioned behind the mound. With the runner at first base, our three-man umpiring crew. The 0-1. Perez swings, lines it to first, caught by Anius, dive back to the bag, and it's in time for the double play. That was Nick Tanelu at first base who made the catch, and a beautiful double play, double off Tenerowitz as they both dove headfirst back into the bag, and Tanelu able to beat him there for the twin killing. So a base hit, but no damage done against Nick Krauth. No runs a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up, Rough Riders and Arkansas scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Kraut throws a scoreless inning in the top of the first, and we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Emerson Hancock on the hill for the Arkansas Travelers, and Evan Carter to start things off for Frisco. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. First pitch is lined into right field for a base hit, and Evan Carter wastes no time smashing it into right, 103 miles an hour off the bat. It's a leadoff single for Carter, who rarely swings at the first pitch, but that time he did as he got a cookie right down the middle of the plate, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and easily took care of it into right. Well, Evan Carter has now reached an 11 of 12 games to start his season, and Luis Angel Acuna steps in. He's riding a 7-game hitting streak. Hancock from the stretch, and the former Georgia Bulldog delivers. It's a bunt down the third baseline. Here comes Wormuth, the third baseman, bare hands and whips it to first in time to get Acuna. And there's the first out. Well, Carter down to second on a sacrifice bunt by Luis Angel Acuna. Very nice play by Warman. One out, and here's Dustin Harris. Harris 0 for 6 in the series. He has walked twice. He had a sack fly yesterday as well. And the Rough Riders 9-5 win to even the series at a game apiece. This is game 3 today. Hancock delivers off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Emerson Hancock, if you recognize that name, there's a multitude of reasons why. He was first-round pick of the Mariners a couple of years ago in 2020. 1-0 pitch. Misses low of the zone. It goes off of the glove of the catcher, Scheffler, and he's able to collect back behind home. No advancement from Carter at second base. 2 balls, no strikes on Harris. Hancock, the number 6 overall pick in 2020 by the Mariners, out of the University of Georgia. He's the number 4 prospect in the Mariners organization. 2-0. Low off the outside corner, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. And he has poured in a really good start to his season. Over 2 starts, 9 innings, he's allowed just 1 run on 7 hits with 13 strikeouts and 3 walks. 3-0 pitch. That catches the bottom of the zone for a strike. 3-1. This is his 4th career start against the Rough Riders. No record, a 2.13 ERA, and that's spanning all the way back to 2021. 3-1 pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 3-2. Hancock came up and made 3 starts in 2021 in his first professional season after he dealt with right shoulder injuries and a right lat injury. The pitch. Harris swings and misses and a ball down in the dirt. Scheffler able to collect. He looks back, Carter at second, fires down to first and gets Harris. There's the second out, and a strikeout goes 2-3. It's the first strikeout for Hancock today. So Carter remains at second in a scoreless bottom half of the first inning, and Dio Enias climbs in. Enias, a 2-homer game yesterday, and the Riders win. It's his 2nd 2-homer game of his minor league career, and they happen 363 days apart. The stretch of the pitch. It's over for a strike with a fastball down the middle, and it's 0-1. Enias' 2-homer game last year with the Rough Riders was on April 21st, this year April 19th. 0-1 pitch. Down low and inside, gets away from Scheffler again to his left. Carter takes third. And the Rough Riders have the go-ahead run at just 90 feet away here in the first inning. Scheffler having trouble behind home. That's the 3rd ball that's already gotten away from him. And that one will most likely go as a pass ball. We'll see the official scoring on that. 1 ball and 1 strike on Edias. And Hancock delivers home. Swing and a miss. Changeup, and it's 1-2. The changeup has come a long way. Known for that fastball, slider, and curveball mostly when he was at Georgia. 1-2. Low of the zone. Scheffler keeps it in front, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The fastball was up to 97, 98 in college. It's more in the mid-90s now. But he throws 2 different fastballs. He throws the 4-seam and the 2-seam. 2-seam down, 4-seam up. Curveball, slider, change. The pitch. Ground ball, third base side and foul, and it's still two balls, two strikes. They officially say wild pitch on Hancock to allow Carter to move from second to third. So no passed ball. Scoreless bottom half of the first inning. Rough Riders in their slate tops today. It's the gray uniforms for the Travs. The pitch. Inside. Hancock already three steps off the mound thinking it was strike three. Instead, we're full. Three balls and two strikes. Infield plays back into pole. Here she comes. He swings, grounds it, foul back behind home. Still 3-2. Defense behind Hancock today. It's Isaiah Gilliam in left field, Tanner Kerwer in center, and Robert Perez Jr. in right field. Logan Warmoth has third. Connor Hoover at short. Riley Unroe at second. Robbie Tenerowitz at first base. And Matt Scheffler does the catching today for Arkansas. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a high fastball. And Dio Adias goes down on strikes. Rough Riders get a base hit from Evan Carter, but strand him at third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. Our score, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Travelers no score. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on what is a bit of a cloudy day, but nonetheless very pleasant on this Thursday evening. Isaiah Gilliam to start things off. Then it's Matt Scheffler and Connor Hoover, 4-5-6 in the order against Nick Krauth, who faced the minimum in the first. Robbie Tenerowitz with a base hit, but Robert Perez lined into a double play to end the inning. Gilliam, left-handed batter. Krauth, the right-handed pitcher. He's ready from the stretch, and he offers home. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Nick Krauth making that second start of the season for the Rough Riders. His first appearance actually came out of the bullpen. It was on the second day of the season. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. With Owen White still working his way back up from injury that he suffered in spring training, Krauth piggybacked with him through four innings out of the pen, allowing three runs on the second day of the year. The pitch. Chopped weakly up the first baseline. Tanalu has it. Flips underhand to the covering Krauth in time for the out. And there's one away in the second. Matt Scheffler now the catcher. No score, top of the second inning. So he allowed three runs out of the bullpen, but in his first start at San Antonio, it was dominant stuff. Only allowed one hit in five shutout innings. One strikeout and two walks. He deals with the right-handed batting Scheffler. First pitch, breaking ball, hit on the ground up the middle. Acuna to his left, picks, pirouettes in shallow center, throws high onto first, and not in time. Tanalu left his feet to grab it at first base and couldn't get Scheffler with the tag as he went speeding past him. Great effort by Acuna, but it's an infield base hit for Matt Scheffler. It was a ground ball just to the left side from our perspective of the second base bag. Acuna with great range to grab it. Spun in shallow center field and threw onto first, but just a bit high. And Scheffler was just able to get to first. There's Connor Hoover, first base. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Left-handed batting shortstop, 1-for-5 in the series. Nothing-nothing our score, top of the second. Crowd stretches. Scheffler, the catcher, leads from first in the pitch. High pop-up down the left field line. Long way to run for everybody. So JC, the third baseman, still going, and it's two rows deep into the seats. A foul ball makes it one ball and one strike on Hoover. It was five shutout innings for Nick Crowth in San Antonio, turned into the only shutout for the Rough Riders this year. A 7-0 win in San Antonio. It was back on April 14th. And now trying to pitch more shutout baseball. Crowth looks in at his catcher David Garcia, gets his sign. And he issues in the 1-1 pitch. Strike on the inside corner at the belt. It's one ball and two strikes. Crowth overall in his career has been mostly a starter. The bullpen appearance that he made was just his seventh career outing out of the bullpen in the minors. So used to being in the starter's role. 1-2. Inside with a breaking ball. And it's two balls and two strikes. And he attacks hitters with a five-pitch mix. He'll go sinker, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. And wants to roll a lot of ground balls. That's kind of his M.O., is to make sure he gets as many balls on the ground as possible. Two-ball, two-strike pitch. Fouled in and out of Garcia's glove back behind home. And it's still two balls and two strikes on Hoover. Through the first 2 years of his career in the minors, Nick Crowth had rolled over 50% ground balls. 50% of the balls put in play were on the ground against him. This year, it's been a little bit lower, but a very small sample size, about 40%. The 2-2. That's popped sky high back behind home. Garcia gets rid of the mask and watches it go into the seats. Still two balls and two strikes. But the two main pitches for Nick Crowth are the sinker and the slider. And as a right-hander, they dive away from each other. The sinker moves arm side. The slider moves glove side. So he uses both of those to try and induce a lot of ground balls low in the zone. He rocks home the 2-2. Runner takes off. A swing and a grounder foul right side. It's still 2-2. Scheffler 0-for-1 on steals this year. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Rough Riders and Travelers. Frisco fell in game one, 5-2. They won it 9-5 yesterday. A lot of offense, especially in the third inning for the Rough Riders, scoring 5 runs on 6 hits, including 5 extra base hits. 2 homers and 3 doubles. Crowth the 2-2. Line foul left side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's 4 consecutive foul balls for Connor Hoover. And the Rough Riders starting to see that offense pick up just a little bit, though it hasn't been consistent. They'll have monster games, and then they'll have a game where they score just 2 runs like the opener. They still have not won a game with a save opportunity. The 2-2. Line foul right side. 5 straight foul balls from Hoover. Frisco's smallest win was last night. 4 runs. That's not a save opportunity. They're plus 28 run differential as a team this year. The best in the Texas League despite being just 6-5 this year. Arkansas entering 8-3. They're the best team in the Texas League. Throw goes over to first, and it's close, not in time. They got Scheffler leaning towards second base, and he just was able to dive in a better throw, and that's probably a pickoff. It was just a little bit high, and so Nick Crowth couldn't get him. Both Nick and his brother Ben really known for their pickoff moves. Another throw over, and Scheffler not in time again. Just got his hand in. And they call a balk. Too quick of a move. So Scheffler balked to second.
Yeah, I think he shuffled his back leg, I think, the plant leg, and maybe just moved that a little bit before his move over to first. Still a good move, just too good.
too quick. Still 2-2 on Connor Hoover, now runner in scoring position for the first time today for the Trags. Krauth offers. Grounded foul back behind home again. Six straight foul balls. We'll do an 11th pitch in the plate appearance to Connor Hoover. These are the kind of at-bats that just drive you crazy as a pitcher. Trying to get out of the inning. Trying to roll a double play. Here's the stretch and the pitch. High pop-up right side. This will stay in playable territory. Eddie is going back. Strom coming in from right, and he makes the catch. No tag from second for Scheffler. Two away. And Logan Warmoth steps in. No score in the second. And he wins the 11th pitch battle with Connor Hoover. Logan Warmoth steps in. And quick mound visit. Dio Adias comes up onto the mound and talks with Krauth and Garcia. Trying to calm things down. Krauth already 22 pitches thanks to that 11 pitch plate appearance. Didn't throw a ton in the first inning. Just 7 pitches in the first. Warmoth in from the right side. Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher in the offering. Down low and inside, 1 ball and no strikes. A lot of veterans on this Arkansas team, and Warmoth is one of those guys. Krauth readies in the 1-0 pitch. Hard grounder, foul left side. 1 ball and 1 strike. 99 off the bat for Warmoth. The 27-year-old Warmoth, a former first-round pick back in 2017, playing in his 6th season in minor league baseball. 1-1 offering. Breaking ball captures the inside corner of strike. It's the big curve from Krauth, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Only 2 hits so far against him. One an infield single. The pitch. In the air, down the right field line. Strom giving ground near the corner. Still going, and he makes the catch on the warning track down the right field line and disappears from our view, but he ends up with the baseball. So Nick Krauth allows a base hit, but nothing across. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base to the bottom of the second. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, I dealt with some rain earlier, and the skies have opened up again, and some big raindrops starting to fall here at Riders Field. Hopefully, just temporary, as Kellen Strom steps in for the Rough Riders to get things started in the bottom of the second. And the first pitch misses low and away to Kellen Strom from Emerson Hancock, the starter for Arkansas, who allowed a base hit from Evan Carter in the first inning, and then Not the Rough Riders, 1-2-3 after that. The pitch is low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. It starts to come down a little harder, and fans started to scatter for cover up on the concourse level. Here's the wind back in the 2-0. Strom takes high off the outside corner. Three balls and no strikes. We saw who we call Diamond Dave, David Bicknell, who's our groundskeeper, go out and talk to Alex Nash, the crew chief of this umpiring crew. In between innings, the pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner to Strom, and it's 3-1 in a scoreless bottom of the second. It's important to know that it's the umpire's call once the game starts. 3-1 on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-2. It's the home team's general manager's call before the game starts, but once that first pitch is thrown, jurisdiction goes over to the umpires in terms of calling everyone off the field, going into delay, and that sort of thing. Payoff pitch. Strom takes low for ball four. They wanted it, didn't get it. And it's a leadoff walk for Kellen Strom. Catcher Matt Scheffler, frustrated, wanted the call from home plate umpire Trevor Matthews, didn't get it. Strom will certainly take it. He takes first base.
A little bit of payback. I remember on opening day, Kellen took a 3-2 pitch that was off the inside part of the plate. They called it strike three, and you could tell he was frustrated. That one maybe was a strike, but hey, he gets it back, take a walk.
First pitch to Tommy Sajacy is fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless. It's Bark in the Park today here at Riders Field. A lot of doggos all around and out of the berm. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Line down the right field line, and foul. And it's 0-2 on Sajacy. Tell you what, that's where I want to be right now, is out in the berm.
Which dog is your favorite?
Brooks, of course. Rough Riders team dog.
I'm looking forward to the Wiener Dog Race.
Wiener Dog Race is going to be awesome. I think that's coming up next after this bottom of the second. We have three contenders, the 0-1. Line to right field, up in the air. Perez going back. It's over his head to the warning track, up against the fence. Strom to third. He's steaming around towards the plate. The relay, not in time. Thomas Sajacy with an RBI double, and the Rough Riders draw first blood. 1-0 in the second. Sajacy with his third double, his sixth RBI of the season. He got one off the outside corner and just served it to right center field over Robert Perez Jr.'s head, who was playing rather shallow. And through the rain, Strom chugging around third, able to score ahead of the throw from Riley Unroe, the second baseman. On an 0-2 pitch, Sajacy with the RBI double. Here's Chris Cease in from the right side. Hancock the pitch. Check swing roller foul right side. It's 0-1. So Hancock had only allowed 7 hits in 9 innings and 1 run entering the start. Rough Riders have already tagged him for a run on 2 hits. Hancock peers back towards second, delivers in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Cease steps out. Cease had his first double-A homer yesterday. A line drive shot the opposite way. And a right field off of the padding just below the Lazy River. The pitch is low, gets behind Scheffler, but Sajacy couldn't see it initially, and he stays at second base. It's 1-1 and 2 strikes. Chris Cease, a guy who has dealt with so many injuries in his career, the former first-round pick by the Rangers, has so much potential, and there's so much excitement surrounding him still, even after all the time missed. I'm really excited to see that first homer leave the yard. 1-2. He fouls it back, and it's still 1-2. And he's working on his defensive versatility. He's out in left field today for the third time this season. He's playing in the outfield. It's his first time here at home. He's played mostly short defensively. Hancock ready from the stretch. So JC leads from second. Nobody out. The pitch rides inside, nearly hits him. 2-2. 1-0 Rough Riders in the second. Chris Cease Said he has no problem out in the outfield. It's a lot easier than shortstop, is what he said. And, well, show me the lie. The pinch. Fouled off the mask of Scheffler and knocks his mask off. He catches it behind his back. And the ball ends up back behind the backstop. Two balls and two strikes still on Cease. He's such a good athlete. And talking to a lot of people in the Rangers organization, they say that we have no doubt that he'll be able to play in the outfield because of that pure athleticism. He's a big, strong guy, too. 2-2. Called strike three. Got him down the heart of the plate with a fastball. And he's down looking for the first down in the second. Third strikeout for Hancock, and Nick Tanelu steps in to start his 2023 season. Tanelu began the season down in Arizona and was activated yesterday for Josh Sale, who was placed on the development list. So it's the first appearance for Nick Tanelu in a Rough Riders uniform. In from the right side, he gets Hancock. And the first offering. Grounder up the middle. The shortstop, Hoover to his left. He picks behind the bag and slings it on to first in time to get Tanelu. There are two down. So JC to third. 1-0 Rough Riders. Now two outs in the bottom of the second for David Garcia. Garcia, a three-hit game in game one of this series. Hitting 294 now on the season. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Garcia batting from the left side as a switch hitter. Whiffs on the first offering. A changeup low of the zone. And it's 0-1. Stretch once again. And the 0-1 pitch. Down low with the same pitch. This time didn't offer at it. And it's one ball and one strike. Trying to pick up Sajacy at third with two outs here in the second. The rain has stopped momentarily, though it was sprinkling pretty much this entire inning up until now. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes on Garcia. Evan Carter looms on deck at the top of the order. Garcia back in. 1-2. Hancock ready from the stretch. He delivers. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia back in the 9 spot. The Rough Riders catchers have kind of ping-ponged back and forth between the 8 and 9 spot in the order all season with Garcia and Scott Capers, who's having a monster year. The pitch. Misses down low. The dirt skips away back behind Scheffler. So JC got a great jump and he scores. My goodness, he was halfway down the line, read it into the dirt, got behind Matt Scheffler, but still within the dirt circle behind him, and Sajacy flying home, a really brilliant baseball IQ play. He read it perfectly and came in to score. He beat Hancock to the plate.
That ball didn't even leave the dirt around home plate. Like, he was breaking almost as the ball got to the plate on the pitch. How did he see that so fast?
Incredible. Well, 2-0 Rough Riders in the second inning. And David Garcia, a 3-2 count to his name, the pinch. He swings, fouls it back, and it's still three balls, two strikes. I mean, that's back-to-back days. The youth of this team, usually you'd expect to say the youth is showing with mistakes. The youth is impressing with some veteran plays. Evan Carter with a great base-running play yesterday, going to second to third on a back pick down to first base. Now Sajacy, the pitch. Line down the left field line and foul. Watch out. A screamer into the seats. And it's still three balls, two strikes. And that's really impressive stuff on the base runner. Two nothing Rough Riders. Hancock, the 3-2. Down low and inside, ball four. Garcia coaxes the walk. It's the second walk of the inning for Hancock. He walked Kellen Strom to lead off the inning before Sajacy doubled him home. And it turns the lineup card over to Evan Carter. You don't want to walk the leadoff, or you don't want to walk the 9-0 hitter in general, but you definitely don't want to when Evan Carter is up next. Carter hitting 381 entering today. He's singled in the first. So now he's hitting 395. That's pretty good. He was stranded at third base in the first. Hancock looks home, delivers. Just low of the zone with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. This starting rotation is so talented for Arkansas. They have so many top 30 prospects. The 1-0. Grounder, right side, right to Narowitz, who has it head high and takes three steps to the pillow and beats Carter to retire this side. But Emerson Hancock struggling so far here in the second. Two runs across on just one hit. No errors and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 2, the Travelers nothing. And it's a man to the right side. It's Josh Ward on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
On to the third inning from Riders Field. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco has jumped out to the first lead of the game. First time this series that they have done so. It's a 2-0 ball game. Nick Krauth on the hill, top of the third inning. Riley Unroe steps in, left-hand batter for the Arkansas Travelers. Krauth deals the first pitch, swung on and missed, or tapped at the plate, foul. Either way, it's strike one on Riley Unroe. Bit of a tough start to the season for Unroe, 158 average. Came in as a defensive replacement on Tuesday, went 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. They have not had Spencer Packard, one of their best hitters, since then. He's kind of day-to-day and hopes to play at some point in this series. The 0-1, Unroe taps it toward short. Luis Angel Acuna running over, backhands, throws to first, picked out by Tanalu. Excellent dig play by Nick Tanalu. Flashes the glove at first base and saves an error from his shortstop, Acuna. One away here in the third inning.
Oh, you love to see that. Great pick by Tanalu on the backhand side, as you mentioned. And this is a guy who isn't a natural first baseman. They've been trying to teach three different guys, him, Saleh, and Hover, really to play first base. No natural first baseman here on this team. That's a great pick.
It looked natural. Here's Tanner Kerwer. First pitch to him is hit towards Acuna. Cut off by Sajacy, the third baseman on the infield grass. Has plenty of time once he stabbed at it cleanly. And he throws across in time. Makes it easier for Tanalu, throwing it on the money. Sajacy going to his right. And had that ball gotten past him, maybe a chance for Acuna deep in the hole, but it would have been far from easy. But once Sajacy got his glove on it, it was routine from that point on. First pitch ground out. And Nick Krauth is working efficiently here in the third inning. Top of the order, Leo Rivas is the hitter. Lefty steps in, first pitch is inside for a ball. Krauth has been efficient in terms of his pitch count, except for the 11-pitch fly out to Connor Hoover. That at least did end in an out. The 1-0 is down the middle for a strike. Only 26 pitches coming into this inning, and only needed three pitches to get a couple outs. Nobody on for Arkansas. The Rough Riders lead it 2-0 in the third. Krauth from the stretch. Righty delivers a slider, back foot, and a ball down and in. Soft drizzle off and on here today. Delayed for about 30 minutes. Mostly dry at the moment. Cloudy skies. Looks pretty. Here's the 2-1 from Nick Krauth. Fastball hit towards short. Acuna will run out, try to backhand. It's under his glove. and dribbles into left field for a base hit for Leo Rivas. A single through the left side of the infield for Rivas. And now it's Robbie Tanerowitz who singled in his first at-bat. And will step in with two down and a runner at first base. Frisco ahead 2-0. The Rough Riders trying to pull within a game of Arkansas. They're in different divisions, so their relative spots in the standings don't really run into each other. But Frisco would be one game away from the league leader overall, Texas League. Throw over to first. And Tanelu slaps the tag on Rivas, who gets back in time. Frisco is 6-5, tied for first place in the Southern Division. Arkansas alone in first place in the North with a record of 8-3. Tanera's been a big part of their 8 wins so far, league leader in RBIs. He's at the plate. First pitch to him is a breaking ball down for ball one. Frisco 6-5. Each series that they have played, they have split the first two games. That includes this one. They're 1-1 against Arkansas so far, game three right now. Here's the 1-0 from Nick Krauth. It's underneath the wrists of Robbie Tanerowitz, who got hit twice yesterday. In fact, he reached base all five times. 2-for-2, a double, a walk, and twice he was pegged. Once kind of the hip, leg area, once up in the upper back. He didn't seem to care much. Got aboard five times. 2-0 pitch is fouled back. And Krauth gets a strike on Tanerowitz. Two balls and a strike, two down. And the third inning for Nick Krauth. Sinker, cutter, curveball, slider, changeup for Krauth. But like Zach said, mostly sinker, slider. Being the more commonly used offerings from Krauth, who comes set with a runner behind him at first base. The 2-1 from Krauth, breaking ball hit high and fairly deep to center. Evan Carter goes back, but not on a dead sprint. He stops, turns up, makes the catch, and that's the inning. A two-out single is all that the Arkansas Travelers get off of Nick Krauth. Each inning, he has allowed one base hit and stranded that runner aboard. Arkansas 0 and Frisco 2 to the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Luis Angel Acuna steps in to lead off the home half of the third inning. 2-0 Frisco. First pitch to Acuna is fouled back from Emerson Hancock. It's 0-1 from Hancock, who has needed more pitches so far than Nick Krauth, and he's thrown one fewer inning. 43 pitches already. For the right-hander out of Cairo, Georgia. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled away again, this time more up the line. First base side over Kavika Emsley-Pye, the first base coach for the Rough Riders. Wearing the slate blue tops, the maroon batting helmets, the white pants, the high maroon socks for Luis Angel Acuna. Right-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher. Defense playing it pretty much straight up. The 0-2, Acuna takes it down and in. As one ball and two strikes to Acuna. And two doubles yesterday, each for an RBI, each to right field. He also walked in the game. The 1-2 to Acuna is swung on. Hard hit liner toward short. It bounces in front of Hoover. He's up with it, throws across. and beats Acuna by half a step. And there's one away in the third. That was yanked right towards the shortstop, 104 miles an hour, and it landed at the front of the infield. Hoover had enough time to gauge the bounce and put away Luis Angel Acuna. Next up is Dustin Harris. Left-hand hitter digs in. One out, nobody on for Frisco. Already taking a 2-0 lead. A couple runs last inning. First pitch to Harris is taken at the knees for a strike. Dustin was the only starter yesterday for Frisco who did not record a base hit. And that's not to say he had a poor game. He had two walks and a sacrifice fly. The 0-1 almost hit him. He moves his hips backwards and avoids the fastball at 94 miles an hour. And it's one ball and one strike to Dustin Harris. Great offensive game yesterday to have eight players with a base hit. Nine runs on 12 hits, no errors yesterday for Frisco. Here's the 1-1 to Dustin. He swings and fouls it away. Third base side. It was the first comeback win for Frisco yesterday. Got down 2-0. It was also the smallest win in terms of run differential. The 1-2 is just off the outside. Good eye for Harris to take with two strikes and stay alive. 2-2. The four-run win. Previously, Frisco's smallest win had been six runs. They're 6-5 on the year. The 1-2 is outside of the backdoor slider that doesn't have the key. And it's now three balls and two strikes to Dustin Harris. 0-1 today with a strikeout on a full count pitch. And now we'll have another chance on a payoff offering from Emerson Hancock into the wind. And he fouls it away. We'll do it over again on the 3-2. On deck is Dio Arias, who homered twice yesterday. He would like to have a runner aboard, as he did yesterday on two occasions, his first two home runs of the year for Arias. There's Dustin Harris with another 3-2 from Hancock. He takes it on the outer half, strike three. And there's two down in the third inning. Hancock, although he's elevated on the pitch count, given up a couple base hits, he has shown good put-away stuff. Three strikeouts swinging, and that is the first strikeout looking, four of them in total. And now Dio Arias, the batter. A 241 average to his name, and the two home runs yesterday. The first pitch is below the knees, ball one to Dio. Coming off back-to-back two-hit games, of course, the two home runs yesterday, he also had a single and a double in the finale against San Antonio. The 1-0 to Dio is swung on and skimmed foul directly behind home plate. And strike one on Arias. Base is empty for Frisco. A 2-0 lead for the Rough Riders here in this Thursday night affair. Still three more full games await us on the weekend, including PGA night tomorrow. The 1-1 to Arias is taken over the plate, but low. 2-1 the count. 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship night tomorrow. PGA Frisco will be here. A lot of golf themes. Should be a fun day at the ballpark tomorrow. Here's the 2-1 to Arias. He swings and a high drive to left field. Giddy up. Giddy up to the wall. A jumping attempt at the fence. That ball's gone. Arias leaves the yard for the third time in two games. He can't stop hitting homers. Frisco leads it 3-0 thanks to Dio Arias. .104 off the bat. Arias cranks one to the 364 mark in left field. Towards all the dogs on the grassy berm out to left. And it's 3-0 Frisco here in the third inning. Kellen Strom is the batter as Emerson Hancock tries to get through the third inning. Strom takes a breaking ball inside. And it's 1-0. Emerson Hancock pitched a clean first inning. No runs, but then Frisco got to him in the second, tacking on a run here in the third. Here's the 1-0 to Strom, swings and taps one foul behind home plate. It's 1-1 to Kellen. Emerson Hancock up to 60 pitches already. He has not even completed three innings yet. His third year in minor league baseball. The 1-1 to Strom, a check swing. It was low. And two balls and a strike to Kellen Strom. Hancock pitched well at the AA level last year. in his couple of years, actually third year double A. Here's the 2-1 from Hancock. It is on the outside. Two balls, two strikes. He only started 9 games at high A, and then has started 26 games at double A with just a 3.5 ERA when he's pitching at the double A level. And he came in with 9 innings under his belt and just 1 earned run this season. But Frisco gets to him for 3 runs, all earned. The 2-2 swung on and missed, and that is the inning. It's a 2-out solo home run for Dio Arias that gives Frisco a 3-0 lead here in the third inning. On to the top of the fourth, it's Frisco 3 and Arkansas nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershagen, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Nick Krauth back to the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders. He's got some run support. A Dio Arias home run extends the lead. It's 3-0 Rough Riders here in this home affair against the Arkansas Travelers. Robert Perez Jr. is first up for the Travs, right-hand hitter, to begin the fourth inning. First pitch to him, almost hit him near the hip, and he jumps away from it. Ball one from Nick Krauth. It's the 3-4-5 hitters for Arkansas with the best record in the Texas League, all 10 teams. And Arkansas is the first to 8 wins on the year, but they lost yesterday. 1-0 from Krauth is away, and ball two, 2-0. Frisco hoping to take a lead in the series today. Tomorrow, Tekoa Roby on the mound for the Rough Riders against Kyle Tyler for the Travs. The 2-0 offering from Nick Krauth, the breaking ball swung on and whiffed by Perez Jr. And it's 2-1 to Robert. And two home runs on Tuesday, went 3-for-5. And then yesterday, 1-for-4 with a sack fly and an RBI single. 2-1 to Perez is at the letters. And ball three from Nick Krauth. Nick has not hurt his own case. He has not walked a batter, but threatens to potentially do that here, getting behind 3-1. To the leadoff man in the fourth inning. He kicks and delivers a slider that skips into the glove of David Garcia, and a leadoff five-pitch walk to Robert Perez Jr. Brings up Isaiah Gilliam. 3 hits so far for Nick Krauth. He has given up 1 base hit each inning, a single in the first, second, and third. And each time he has managed to strand that runner, or even better, got a double play in the first inning. So he hasn't gotten hurt by those base hits, but his first walk now. Gilliam is left-hand batter with a runner at first. Gilliam swings and misses the first pitch. Slider at 85 miles an hour gets under the barrel. Gilliam a 368 average for today's left fielder. 26-year-old out of Lilburn, Georgia. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled back to the backstop. New York Yankees selection in the 20th round for Gilliam. Went 2-for-4 yesterday with a home run. Now the Seattle Mariners organization. Mariners Rangers affiliates to AL West teams. The AA level, their affiliates. 0-2 from Nick Krauth. He comes home with a breaking ball. It's above the belt. And ball one to Isaiah Gilliam. It's Frisco 3, Arkansas nothing. Both teams with three hits. But Arkansas all singles in different innings, whereas Frisco, the home run, a double to score the first run, and scored on a wild pitch. Here's the 1-2 from Crowth, breaking ball, just got a piece. Gilliam clipped it off home plate, and it dribbles foul behind the plate. And it remains two strikes on Isaiah Gilliam, the cleanup hitter today. On deck is Matt Scheffler, who singled in the second. And Crowth bends in towards David Garcia, comes set with his back to the runner. Comes home with a sinker that bends outside, tailing action that didn't catch the outside corner. And it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out yet in the fourth inning. A runner at first for the Travelers. Infield squeezed towards the middle with Tanalu holding the runner on at first. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and just got a piece again. Fouls it to the on-deck circle. All three infielders comfortable with each other. Luis Angel Acuna is in the middle of the three Musketeers. He's behind second base, just to the left. Thomas DeJacy is just a few steps to his right. And then it's Dio Arias to his left. All that play more up the middle. Throw over to first, and Perez gets back in time. Outfield playing pretty much straight up, maybe a step or two deep to Isaiah Gilliam. Nobody out. Runner at first. Two balls and two strikes from Nick Crowth, who comes set. Hands at the belt. He comes home. Fastball swung on and missed. He finally strikes out Gilliam after a few two-strike foul balls. But he puts away Isaiah Gilliam for his first strikeout of the day. Didn't get a lot of strikeouts in San Antonio. Five shutout innings. It wasn't overpowering stuff. It was just crafty. One strikeout in five scoreless innings. For Nick Crowth in San Antonio, he has now, again, one strikeout and no runs allowed. We're in the fourth today. Again, throws over to first to get Perez back to the bag. It's a new batter, so he can reset the number of pickoff moves. That was his first to this batter. But before he even throws a pitch to Scheffler, right-hand batter is ready for the first offering to him. It is on the inside corner for a strike. Nick Crowth, his third appearance of the year. That start in San Antonio was his first start. He made that relief appearance on the second game of the year. He's 1-1 on the season. The 0-1 offering from Crowth, a slider hit hard towards left field, not too deep. It's right at the left fielder's seat, who barely has to take a step in. Stops, makes the grab, and there's two down. A line drive out to Chris Cease in left field, and there's two outs here in the fourth inning. Robert Perez, who led off this inning with a walk, remains at first. Connor Hoover, the batter, in a 3-0 ball game. Frisco in front here in this Thursday affair. Righty-lefty matchup with Acuna still shaded way towards the second base bag. He's the shortstop. First pitch to Connor Hoover is swung on, popped up left side. Might be playable for Sajacy. He has to run into the coach's box, has room to make the catch. And Poot puts it away to end the inning. A foul out on the first pitch. Helps out Nick Crowth. He walks his first batter this inning, but then gets three outs right after that and strands a runner at first base. He has not allowed anybody multiple hits or anybody to reach multiple times in any inning. Just one guy reached each frame, and he's thrown four scoreless innings. We're on to the top of the fifth. It's Frisco leading 3-0 over the Arkansas Travelers.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Well, first pitch to Thomas Jacy is cracked up the middle, and he singles to begin the bottom of the fourth inning, we should clarify. And Thomas Jacy singles. Bottom of the fourth, it's 3-0 Frisco. Thomas Jacy is 2-for-2. Here in this ball game, he doubled back in the second inning, singled on the first pitch of the fourth. And a man aboard for Frisco. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0. Rough Riders lead it. Chris Cease to the plate. He also swings to the first pitch, laces it down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Cut off by Perez in the corner. It'll hold Sejacy at third, sliding in feet first into second base. Safe. Chris Cease under the tag for a no-out double. And the Frisco Rough Riders have two runners in scoring position. Two pitches into the fourth inning. Cease doubles. One pitch after Sejacy singled. Two pitches, and Emerson Hancock has been handled by the Rough Riders today. That's his fourth and fifth hits allowed already. Given up three runs, and it could get a lot worse here. Nick Tanelu to the plate for his second at-bat of the season. Getting his first start, the infield has been pulled in for the Travs. The outfield playing deep. Tanelu at the plate. Frisco so far 0-for-4 today with runners in scoring position. That could change and add on to the 3-0 lead. First pitch to Nick Tanelu, a sinker inside, a changeup, pardon me. That tails in for ball one to Nick Tanelu. He grounded out in his first at-bat to short. Now the shortstop Hoover is playing with his toes just behind the grass. Second pitch is low and away. And it's 2-0 to Nick Tanelu. 3-0 Frisco and a chance to break this game open. David Garcia is on deck. There's still nobody out here in the fourth inning. Hancock deals the 2-0. It's inside. He has alternated each side of the plate. Inside, outside, inside. And it's 3-0 to Tanelu. Pitching around the veteran. If he gives up first base, it would load the bases with nobody out for David Garcia. Here's the 3-0 to Tanelu. He swings a ground ball, third base side, into left field, base hit. So JC scores. Stopping at third is Chris Cease. It's an RBI single for Nick Tanelu. His first base hit of the season for the Rough Riders, and he gives Frisco a 4-0 advantage. Under the third baseman's dive, Warmoth went for it. With the infield in, he did not have a lot of time to react. And it gets into left field for a single. And with nobody out, Carlos Cardoza holds up the stop sign for Cease, not wanting to risk it. Gives a chance for David Garcia to get an RBI of his own. Three base hits to begin this fourth inning. 4-0 Frisco now. In the home half of the fourth. First pitch to Garcia. Good block by the catcher Scheffler and a pitch in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes to David Garcia. Left-hand hitting catcher. Well, switch inning, really, but batting from the left side here. Runners at the corners. The infield no longer in. The 1-0 to Garcia, a check swing. And it is a strike on David. Middle infielders more towards double play depth. If they get one of those, it would not end the inning, but they're willing to trade two outs for a run. Chris Cease at third base, representing the fifth run of the game for Frisco. Here's the 1-1 to David Garcia. It's outside, ball two. Nick Tanelu at first base after his RBI single. Just got put on the roster yesterday. He was with the team and practicing, hitting all that on the development list. Now activated and getting the start today. The 2-1 to Garcia is at the knees for a strike. 93 miles an hour from Hancock. He was up over 70 pitches in this ballgame. Two balls and two strikes to David Garcia. Digs back in, taps home plate a couple times, waves the bat around. With runners on the corners, 2-2 the count to Garcia. Hancock pauses, now comes home. Fastball foul down the left field line to the Frisco bullpen. And rattles around the stands over there. Two balls and two strikes still to David Garcia. 3-for-4 in his only game so far this series on Tuesday with two RBIs. Garcia walked earlier today. His second plate appearance now. The Frisco leading 4-0. The 2-2 swing from Emerson Hancock is handled down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Cut off by Gilliam before the warning track. It scores C's. Tanalu up to second. He'll stop there. It's another RBI single, this time for David Garcia. And the Frisco Rough Riders jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Four batters have come to the plate this inning. They have all notched base hits. And if that's not it for Emerson Hancock, the leash will be very short. They do have a man up in the bullpen. It's Jake Haber. And it looks like Michael Peoples, the pitching coach, is walking out to talk with Emerson Hancock, who has now given up 7 hits in the ballgame for this inning in a row. He has not gotten an out yet in the fourth. Frisco leads it 5-0 over the top team in the league in terms of win-loss record. Arkansas 8-3 and tops in the Northern Division. Frisco trying to take sole possession of first place in the Southern Division, standing at 6-5 as we speak. Well, Emerson Hancock's going to stay in this game. There are runners at first and second. Still nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Evan Carter is now the batter as we turn the lineup over. Third time through the order for Hancock. First pitch slider is inside and ball one. Carter has singled back in the first inning. He got stranded at third base. He grounded out in his other at-bat. Bottom of the fourth. Here's the 1-0 to Carter. It's, again, down and in. And 2-0 to Evan Carter. Frisco is 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position until this inning. They're 2-for-2 this frame. And that circumstance, they had already scored 3 runs without getting a base hit with runners in scoring position coming into the inning. Now lead at 5-0. The 2-0 pitch should change up on the outside for strike one. It was a solo home run for Dio Arias that made it a 3-0 ball game following a double that scored Kellen Strom from first base. Here's the 2-1. Carter takes it low. Also a wild pitch. That was the other run. So 3 runs manufactured without a runner in scoring position scoring on a base hit. Let's change this inning. It's been more conventional. Get him on, get him over, and hit him in. Here's the 3-1 to Evan Carter. He takes it in the dirt. Ball 4. He has reached twice today and has gotten aboard 8 times this series in 3 games. He has reached base 11 out of 12 games this year. He walks to load the bases, and Luis Angel Acuna is the batter with still nobody out. First 5 hitters for the Frisco lineup this inning have all reached base. Single, double, single, single, walk. And now it's Acuna's turn with the rain starting to drizzle here in the fourth inning. 5-0 Rough Riders. First pitch to Acuna, big hack, and he fouls it back. Frisco came into the action with 17 situations in which they've had the bases loaded. 17 at-bats. They're hitting .353 in those circumstances. 18 RBIs in 17 chances. Here's the 0-1. Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand. It's a 4-run homer for Luis Angel Acuna. His first long ball of the year. He made all of it work. A grand slam for Acuna. And Frisco leads it 9-0. Luis Angel Acuna powers one to the in-touch home run terrace. And I'm sure that's going to do it for Emerson Hancock, who has been hit around this inning. He faces 6 in this frame, does not get an out. It closes with a grand slam. He's given up 9 runs. And now the third grand slam for Frisco this season. Tied for first in all of minor league baseball. Luis Angel Acuna, the most recent to get one. 1 for Haver, 1 for Harris. Acuna joins the party. And that is going to be it for Emerson Hancock. Jake Haber will come in for the Arkansas Travelers in a 9-0 ball game. Frisco is in front. Baseball's cruel sometimes. Luis Angel Acuna hit a ball 104 miles an hour last inning. He grounded out. He hits the ball 98 miles an hour off the bat this inning. It goes for a grand slam. And that's how baseball works sometimes. Four runs in on the Acuna home run, and already six runs in this inning without any outs. Jake Haber comes in, a pitching change break. We'll be back in a moment when Dustin Harris will be the first one to face Jake Haber in a 9-0 ball game. Frisco in front in the fourth inning. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch,
welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network. It's Dustin Harris to lead off against Jake Haber after a pitching change. 9-0 Frisco into the fourth inning. First pitch to Harris is walloped to high right field, but not deep. Robert Perez Jr. coming in, looking up into the rainy night sky and squeezes it. And it's the first out of the fourth inning. One pitch into Jake Haber's relief appearance. And he did something that Emerson Hancock couldn't do, is get an out this inning. Hancock allowed the first four guys to reach on base hits. Then he walked a guy and then allowed a grand slam. And that was all for Emerson Hancock, the fourth best prospect in the Mariners organization. And he gets hit around today by the Rough Riders. 9-0 Frisco. Dio Arias, the batter, takes his strike on the outside. And it's 0-1 to Dio Arias, who was homered today, his third home run between yesterday and today. Base is empty. Here's the 0-1 to Dio. It's on the outside for a strike. Nothing and two to Arias. Grand slam for Luis Angel Acuna to left field to score Carter, Garcia, Tanalu, and himself. The 0-2 to Arias. Breaking ball on the inside. Struck him out looking. Four pitches into Jake Haber's relief performance. He gets a flyout and a strikeout. And now we'll face Kellen Strom, who is the only batter to not come to the plate this inning until now. Started with a Sajacy single on the first pitch of the fourth inning. Sajacy now comes on deck here in the fourth. Frisco 9 and Arkansas nothing. First pitch to Kellen Strom bounces, and ball one to the Eugene, Oregon native. They went 1-for-4 yesterday with an RBI single in the third inning. Improving his batting average, trying to climb that a little bit. Still just shy of 200. The 1-0 to Kellen Strom. Breaking ball down for ball two. He was a great football player himself in high school. His brother played football at the collegiate level. They were both Sheldon High School grads in Oregon. His brother Connor played football at Montana. The 2-0 to Kellen Strom is swung on. A chopper towards short. Three bounces into the glove of Connor Hoover. Steps towards first and throws in time to put away Kellen Strom. Nine batters come to the plate for Frisco in the fourth inning. Six of them reach in a row to start off Emerson Hancock, and then Jake Haber goes 1-2-3 to make it a relatively more clean fourth inning. But six runs in the frame for Frisco. 9-0 is the lead for the Rough Riders as we make our way to the fifth inning. Zach Bigley will be back on the call for the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others. Sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Well, we would love to get the top of the fifth started. Unfortunately, we cannot. Rain takes over, and it looks like we're going to put the tarp on the field. And what is such a bummer is we are not through five innings yet, so we cannot call this ball game. So we will head into rain delay, and one of two things will happen. We will either get this game in, or we will suspend it. I think we're going to be able to get it in looking at the radar, but we'll just have to see. As rain is coming down pretty hard right now, and the Rough Riders staff working hard to get that tarp on the field. So we are in rain delay, and we will send it to music and try and hopefully get back out on the field with our playing very, very soon. Rough Riders lead 9-0 as we head into the top of the fifth inning, but we'll send it to music right now here on the Riders Baseball Network.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up. You showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me. Harder like misery. It's coming down on me.
Rain on me.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide the plane in the fan. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
pour some sugar. 1980s, pull me closer, drive me crazy. Wanna do this on the daily, lost all track of time, little piece of paradise.
Everybody. used to say, what's impossible, will they forget? This world keeps spinning, and with each new day, I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, well, I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Well, it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now.
It's okay to fear
It's okay when you feel small and you're okay right here. And it's okay when you feel nothing at all. And it's okay to find out what you thought you had ain't what you got. And it's okay to doubt, to learn what you think ain't what you thought. And we are always in motion, like the winds and tides of ocean. And every day I'm born again, I wake up, I feel that second wind. We're gonna be alright, we're gonna be alright. I see the look in your eye. We're gonna be alright. I said we're gonna be alright, we're gonna be alright. Just take a look at the sky. We're gonna be alright. Oh, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to learn to fall. And it's okay to believe, admit that you're human after all. And it's okay to heal all the scars that are buried deep inside. And it's okay to feel, to say all the things you've been trying to hide. And we are always in motion, like the winds, the tides, the ocean. And every day I'm born again, I wake up, I feel that second wind. We're gonna be alright, we're gonna be alright. I see the look in your eyes.
Need that healing. Let's get lost in the feeling, the feeling, the feeling. Lift it up to the ceiling, 'cause we all need that healing. Let's get lost in the feeling, the feeling.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy.
Welcome back to Riders Field. Unfortunately, the rain is still going on, so we will suspend the game tonight, and we will pick it back up where we are in the top of the fifth inning tomorrow. Basically, how it's going to work is with the Rough Riders leading 9-0, that score will remain. We'll pick it up tomorrow in the top of the fifth inning, and unfortunately Nick Krauth will not be on the hill as he goes 4 shutout today. And that's just a shame that he isn't able to go back out. But we'll finish this game tomorrow. We'll play the second game, the originally scheduled game on Friday. We will play that in a 7-inning contest. And more information will come out soon on social media and on ridersbaseball.com. So make sure you stay tuned for more information, but that's going to do it for the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made the broadcast possible, for everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders, and for my partner, Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley, saying goodnight. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the two games, quasi, sort of, two games. Definitely finish out this one, and then the full one tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!